Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. We're No! One more time. No! Topic is off limits. I don't know. That's the tagline. I got reminded of that tagline the other day. Somebody said to me, they said, "Hey, I thought your tagline was no topic was off limits." I guess it is. No topic is off limits. I don't want to talk about that. Too bad. No topic is off limits. Got to talk about it. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Anyway, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program to help me talk about things that I don't want to talk about. Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. We'll see. I want to welcome from Newsbusters and also from CensorTrack.org. CensorTrack.org. T-Rose is in the house.
Hello, Pastor Greg. I feel like you're such a hype man.
Oh, my gosh. Is it hump day? I think it's hump day.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Here's the deal. I'm on a bit of a high. So I closed out the last segment, and I actually was preaching, and then I let out in a salvation prayer. So I'm feeling a Holy Ghost buzz right now, I think is what the deal is.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right. So if you said that prayer, if you stuck with me, if you've been with me, if you stayed with me, if you're here and all that, man, listen, I hope you're feeling that Holy Ghost buzz yourself, because it's the real deal. It really is. It's the real deal. By the way, tomorrow we'll be sharing again in India. We'll be having our service the second half. I've got Rafael Cruz coming on the program tomorrow for a full hour, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And there's one. Veronica Kirilenko will be with us. We're going to talk about the Russia situation and what's happening over there. Remember, she is from Russia and the Ukraine, has family in both places. So that's going to be very interesting. All right. So there we go. T-Rose. What's going on in the world of fake news and censorship? Big news about censorship, huh?
Yeah, Pastor Greg, you know, it's like sometimes we get horrible news, and that's honestly more common. but we've gotten some good news as of late, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, really. I mean, you know, it's interesting, and nobody's, I don't know, maybe you've heard this, maybe you, I haven't really heard it. You know, everybody's going after, you know, President Trump, and everybody's attacking him and all that kind of good stuff. They're just, you know, but nobody has said, hey, you know, now I had David Shostokas on this morning, and he framed a couple of these things as freedom issues, and they are. Rick Manning framed them more in terms of religious liberties, and I think they are that definitively.
Yeah.
But where I'm going with bringing President Trump into this is that President Trump's the one who appointed justices,
correct,
that are of a conservative constitutional originalist nature, and we are we're finally seeing the court kind of move in that direction.
Right, finally. I mean, the Supreme Court luckily has been on a winning streak, I would say, for those of us who value the Constitution, which seems kind of barbaric to even say, because, you know, why the fact that we have people, leading officials, you know, basically making decisions to affect our entire country that do not care about the Constitution and do not care about tradition or about these pro-America values, like, regardless of what political party you stand on, I think that, you know, living in America, you should want decisions to be made that honor what our country was founded on, right? So the fact that we're even having this debate of should people be allowed to have free speech, or even like last year, June 24, when Roe was overturned, you know, should we live in an actual democracy where the people of the state get to decide what's, you know, law?
Right.
the fact that that even had to be a consideration is just so insane to me. But I mean, luckily we're on the up. Hopefully it stays like this and this isn't just an anomaly.
Well, something that David did point out that I thought was quite profound and insightful, and that is, you know, when it comes to the 303 creative and the case that said that, you know, she doesn't have to produce wedding websites that celebrate these, you know, I refer to them as sodomite unions. Now, on the same hand, someone in the LGBTQ community would then also not be compelled. In other words, a Christian couple could not go to them and say, hey, you need to produce a wedding website, create a wedding website for us that celebrates that marriage is only between a man and a woman. Well, they can't be compelled to do that, and that's fine. Nor should they be any more so than a Christian should be compelled to put out a message that conflicts with their deeply held beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, that's ultimately at the end of the day, that's what the case says. The case says, right. Hey, the government cannot compel your speech, and that pairs us into, you know, the government also is not supposed to be going on social media and trying to compel people's speech. What kind of coverage are we seeing on that?
Yeah, you know, Pastor Greg, it's funny you mentioned that because a lot of people say, well, social media is not the government. But when they act as the way that they do, these big tech entities, they serve their own type of government. And the fact that they're regulating things and particular speech that either doesn't, I don't want to say abide by their rules because I think their rules are ridiculous, but really that don't abide by leftist, progressive agendas, you know, that's what's being censored. We run this censor track database here at the Media Research Center.
Right.
And currently, we have close to 6,000 cases of censorship. And honestly, Pastor Craig, we have a small team, so we cannot track every single thing because we just don't have the manpower for it. But the fact that we already have 6,000 written cases just since we started this, which was just a couple years ago now,
right?
Team, you know, gives you the fact or gives you the perspective that even with our small team, we have this massive number. But the fact of the matter is there's even more out there where people are being censored for ridiculous things. You know, I posted for the March for Life a year and a half ago, and I got censored because I said something along the lines of, you know, if you, my sign that I was holding at the March for Life said, if you were in, should we kill you too? Obviously, the answer would be no, because there's a lot of people in my life that are inconvenient, you know, driving around the street when people cut you off. That's kind of inconvenient. But should we kill them? Of course not, because they're human and they have dignity. However, that's what a lot of the pro-aborts would say, that a child with an unexpected or unplanned pregnancy is inconvenient, so their life should end. Nonetheless, that post was censored. But that's just what we're seeing. And we see it on, I mean, luckily with the Supreme Court, a little bit of free speech is now allowed and enabled. But on social media, even with Musk taking over Twitter, we're still seeing a ridiculous amount of censorship on all platforms.
Oh, there's absolutely no question. There's no question. You know, something else, too, that I'm picking up, and I guess it's kind of a little bit out of left field relative to what we were just talking about. And there is a pun there, but that is the shaming. You know, the United States is evil. The United States is bad. The United States is wicked. The United States was found. I mean, all of this, and folks, I promise you, these are lies. Okay, these are absolute 100%. Oh, wait a minute. I just messed up. Just a minute. There we go. Sorry, T Rose. My apologies. I was trying I'm trying to get some assistance in my studio, and I was trying to. I thought, oh, I can just call my son really quick and tell him to come over here. But I just suddenly realized when I did that. Oh, wait a minute. No, T Rose is on the same phone. I don't have a second phone to do that with. All right. Anyway, but you know the shaming. Right, you know, here we are. We're going to celebrate Independence Day.
Yeah.
But because of the 1619 project, because of all the CRT, because of all of the of that stuff, and there's actually, wonder if I can get this. I played this yesterday. Are you familiar with Bob Woodson?
No.
He's incredible. Let me see. I think, yep, here it is. I do have it. I have it right here. All right, so let me pop this up.
There were about 3,700 free blacks who owned 12,000 slaves, black slaves. The question is, do the descendants of those free blacks who owned black slaves, do they pay? Blacks really benefited more the first 100 years after slavery we have in the last 50 years. I was born in 1937 during the Depression. Everyone in my small, low-income black community, 98% of the households had a man and a woman raising children. Elderly people could walk safely in that community without fear of being assaulted by their grandchildren. Never heard a gunfire during that time. Never heard of a child being shot to death in the crib. But there are 50 children today who have been shot and killed in our cities. If you're talking about remedies, we've got to look beyond saying that every solution has to have a winner and a loser, that blacks can only benefit if whites lose. We have to be defined more than just victims of oppression. If you dissect it, you will find there were about 3,700 free blacks who owned 12,000 slaves.
Think about that for a minute. 3,700 blacks that owned 12,000 slaves. See, you don't hear that side of the story.
Right.
And right. Bob Woodson is the founder of the Woodson Center. He is a longtime activist who is helping to restore families, helped launch Voices of Black Mothers United, who are fighting back against the violence in their communities, and pointing to the fact that the violence in their communities is not, a white man oppression problem.
Right.
It is a breakdown in family problem. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is you've got a New York Times touting the U.S. as a global danger. You've got another group that says they're ashamed of the USA. The United States is terrible. NPR, racist whites are exploiting Asians. It's just racism, 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 and that, you know, America was built on the backs of slaves. Well, it's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lie. But that's all you hear, T Rose. They that the mainstream media shows its ugly colors.
Right. No, it's true. It's true. And it's like, even when we point it out, it doesn't seem that they care. Like we're sometimes they do with censorship. At least sometimes they recognize, hey, well, you know, that in that case, that person shouldn't have been censored. But 9 times out of 10, we don't see this on legacy media. You know, specific, more conservative places will cover the fact that conservatives are being censored online. But the liberal entities, these liberal media places, they do not care to say, you know what, like, there actually is this epidemic of conservative censorship and free speech being restricted, both in person and online. And they don't like to acknowledge the fact that they messed up.
Yeah. No, they're not going to do that. There's again, you've got, you know, the New York Times reporter going after Moms for Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a guy with the New York Times that has a history of saying that all conservatives are racists or bigots.
Right, right. It's insane, Pastor Greg. And, you know, racists and bigots, those are words that are just thrown out there with no base, right?
Right.
You know, I saw something earlier and this girl said, if you hang an American flag outside your door, then you are racist. Like, what? You live in America. This is our nation's flag. It's just is ridiculous. But you disagree with somebody who lives a delusion, but, you know, saying that they're a boy or a girl and they're not, right? And then all of a sudden you're racist and you're a bigot. No, I'm sorry. I just trust science and recognize that you're listening.
Yeah.
That's not racist. That's intellectual.
Well, yeah, there's two sets of chromosomes, and you're either a boy or you're a girl, and that's how God created you. And, right. You know, you may be a girl that likes, you know, climbing trees or, you know, whatever. You're still a girl.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You know.
Doesn't make any, but we're the biggest. We recognize that truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Precisely. All right. We're getting towards the close of our time. What are your top stories that you're looking at right now? The top ones that are at the top of your list.
Well, lots of different things, honestly. That's a loaded question. But last week was the 1 year anniversary of Roe v. Wade being overturned. I went down to the Women's March to hear from people, hear what they had to say. And a lot of them were saying the same thing, same talking points, you know. Pro-choice, I'm pro-choice, I'm not pro-abortion. I'm like, well, if you enable something to happen and you agree that it should happen, then you are pro-abortion. But that's neither here nor there. But recently I looked at Planned Parenthood. They posted a tweet and they said, you'll get a kick out of this because I know your Christian values. But they said, they posted, Planned Parenthood, this is who we're talking about, on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Virginity is a social construct. The idea of virginity comes from outdated, let's be real, ways of thinking that hurts everyone. That is what they posted.
What?
Yes. So now if you decide to not sleep around, that makes you a slave to white men.
Wow. See, here, and I've been arguing this. Here's the problem. What we have going on is we have a situation where we have this idea that we don't have control, and that has been ingrained in young people, and they have done this intentionally, folks, going back to even preschool. Working on trying to get them engaged, children engaged in the idea of being sexual, desiring sex, and then the argument is well, you know, their hormones are going crazy, and so they don't have any control over that, and so they're just gonna, have sex with one another. That's like saying that, okay, well, if that's the case, then if a boy rapes a girl, well, you know, he was just acting on hormones, so I guess that's okay.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's insane. Or they say the same things. They're like, oh, well, you know, that boy in Loudoun County that raped that young girl because he pretended to be a girl by wearing a skirt and going into the dressing or the whatever locker room or bathroom or something like that. It's like, oh, well, he's just a boy. Like, he just has a higher sex drive. And it's like, no, that is inappropriate behavior. And the fact that Planned Parenthood is now outwardly explaining that, you know, virginity is a social construct, it realistically, Pastor Greg, if people stop sleeping around, they will likely not have as many unplanned or unexpected or unwanted, or whatever they want to call it, pregnancies. And then there would be less abortions. So then Planned Parenthood would have less money. So obviously they want people to just sleep around. They want, even if pregnancy is removed from the picture, they want people to sleep around because then they'll get STDs. And then Planned Parenthood will help provide the STD tests and STD, you know, like treatments or whatever the thing. But, you know, sex is not casual. This is, I don't know why this decided to be, where we got lost on this, but, you know, biblically, sex was designed to take place in a committed marriage between a man and a woman. And then that's why when it happens outside of those bounds, the problems arise. You know, it's like whether it's rape or STDs or unplanned pregnancy, those are all results of cheapening sex. And they're all consequences, but that's what Planned Parenthood profits off of. And so that's why they're trying to push this narrative that it's casual and everybody should have it, and because that benefits them.
Well, and you know, one of the other issues that's coming out of it, we're going to run out of time right here, but one of the other issues that's coming out of all that is sterilization, because there's such a broad spectrum of STDs now that are running around. And I forget what it's called. It starts with a C, but basically it's one of the most common sexually transmitted diseases, and it has a high rate of causing sterilization in young women. Something. I can't remember the name. Anyway, But it has a very high rate of sterilization, and so you have young women who have had sex, you know, even at 19, 20, whatever. But they've had sex in college or in high school or what have you, and now they get into their, you know, mid to late 20s, and they're ready to have a family, and all of a sudden they discover, oh, I'm sorry, you're sterile.
Right. It's true. It's sad. It's so sad.
It's horrific.
And they're told these things. Same with, you know, a lot of birth control affects people's eventual ability to have children, and they're just pumped pills so that it helps their acne as teenagers or whatever the cause. But, you know, then they become adults and they want to have children, and boom, you can't because of a decision that you were forced to make at age 12.
Yeah, when you were completely unprepared to do it, and they manipulate parents by telling them that if they don't do it, then there's going to be worse outcomes as a result of the parent not forcing their child to do certain things. All right, we're out of time. And news media, where's the journalists? Where's the investigative journalism to uncover these things and protect? It doesn't exist, because this is all part of the agenda. All right, T-Rose has been my guest. Thank you, T-Rose, for being here. Newsbusters, censortrack.org. Listen, if you've got, if you've been censored, you've been kicked off, you've been suspended, you've been shadow banned, whatever's going on, go to censortrack.org and get them your case, and they'll make an inquiry on your behalf, and it's very effective. Very effective. Censortrack.org. And you can follow and keep up with all of the efforts by the fake news by looking at some real news at newsbusters.org and also at CNS. All right, T-Rose, thanks for being here. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Greg.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Be good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now, there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here, and we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio, and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, cgrwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultra Shot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use this is your apple cider vinegar. And this is your ashwagandha. I use those as well. I'm going to run through this really quick with you. Again, omega-3. And then these products up here. Your Vibe. Your Resvante. The Ultra Shot. And the Flex. Those are the ones that I personally use every single day. I can recommend each and every one of those to you and just assure you that they do a great job. They've made a gigantic difference in my health. All right. God bless you. God bless your health. And thank you for supporting our Indian ministry through this as well. All right. Hey, welcome aboard. Let me see if we can get this to be not glaring and blaring in your ears. How about that? There we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. How about that? All right. Great to have you. We're going to give this just a minute. Let a couple of people jump on. This message is entitled Stop the Hypocrisy. Sodomy and abortion are not conservative biblical values. And wait just a minute and let a couple of folks jump on so we can share this message. You'll recognize the face of the gentleman in the upper corner here. At least I think most of you will. And he made some really valid statements about this issue, about the battle that we're in over the soul of our country, the battle that we're in for the Well, for our children, for our kids, what they're doing to our kids, the mutilation of children, the gender dysfunctional just junk that is going on, the pornography, the pornographic material that's being forced into our kids, the fact that we went from 2% just 10, 11 years ago, roughly 2% identifying in the LGBTQ to today, according to George Barna's most recent research, 39% ages 16 to 25 now identify as LGBTQ, lesbian, sodomite, trans, queer, bisexual. This is indoctrination. This is years now of indoctrination. This goes back to Obergefell. This goes back to the legalization, the codifying. They didn't even need the respect marriage nonsense, the non-respect of marriage act. So let me read you what the Word of God says. The Word of God is evident in its view of homosexuality. The commonly quoted scriptures are Leviticus 18:22, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman; it is an abomination." Or Leviticus 20:13, "If a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, and their blood is upon them." Jude 1, "Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desires, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire." Romans 1:26 through 28, "For this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done." And then finally, "But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. That therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." Homosexuality is clearly identified as something that is not in the will of God. It is not God's plan, God's purpose, or God's will for one to participate in any of that. Now, there's a couple of short videos actually that I found that I thought expressed this quite well. In fact, let me play one of those for you, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to play for you what Glenn Beck had to say, because I think that it's very valuable. But then I also want to speak to something that is going on that I think is not valuable.
To be like him. The male is a giver. So if you look at the male's body, there's nothing to receive. Is that clear? Is it clear? This is an exit. Claire? It is illegal to enter an exit. Church.
And then there's this, which I thought was very powerful.
He loves you and wants a relationship with you. I'm queer. He loves you and wants a relationship with you. That's the only thing we have to say to anybody that's an unbeliever. I'm a crackhead. He loves you and wants to have a relationship with you.
I'm a murderer doing life in prison. He loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. That's the good news, right? Now, if you accept that good news, I got bad news. If you accept that good news, I got bad news, and here's the bad news. In the same way that he died for you, now you got to die for him. And if you accept him as Lord and not just Savior, you have to die to your will. You have to die to your way. You have to die to your desires. You have to die to your agenda. And because this is a king and not a presidential candidate, we cannot rewrite the Constitution based on your feelings and your attraction. I'm gay. He loves you and wants a relationship with you. I'm queer. He loves you and wants a relationship.
So important to understand that message. And so this is what Glenn Beck had to say. Check this out.
Creating all of this chaos and confusion and policies that lead to death. It's the same source it has always been. The author of all lies. We are not fighting against flesh and bone. We are fighting evil. Once we get that, you'll no longer be overwhelmed because you will understand this is a spiritual battle. And if we understand it's a spiritual battle, we will be able to fight it effectively. We are now fighting this like it's flesh and bone. It's not. We're using a losing strategy. Understand this is a spiritual battle and begin to fight like that. And we know how the story ends.
All right, so it is a spiritual battle. Well, the Word of God also says this: woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Check this out.
I'm pro-choice, but a government that can force a group of...
Let's hear that once again.
...him what to do with his private business. I'm pro-choice.
I'm pro-choice. This is Dave Rubin. Pro-choice is murdering babies. Pro-choice is pro-abortion. That's pro-choice, folks. Pro-choice is pro-abortion. You can say, oh, I don't care, you know, what the baker does and the government, and I don't want the government interfering. And you can say all of that. You can be as libertarian as you think you want to be. But biblical Christian conservatism is not godless libertarians taking the position that sodomy is okay, that sodomites adopting children is okay, and that baby killers belong on networks where the head of that network says we're in a spiritual war, but hey, you know what? We're in a spiritual war, but I'm still going to put forward the most wicked and evil deception you could possibly believe, and I'm going to let that run on my network. I'm going to put a sodomite who believes in killing babies, but we're going to let him espouse certain values like small government, and we're just going to let him, you know, say those things. Listen, I'm not saying shut everybody up or limit their speech, but what I am saying is this: if you're going to represent yourself as a network that's Christian and biblical and Bible-centered, and you're going to get on and talk about the evil and the wicked that we're fighting today, and it is evil, it is wicked, it is darkness, that is what we're working against, that is what we're fighting against. But man, if you leave your back door open, you're going to get blindsided, and you're going to get knocked out, and you're not going to have the protection of God, because God cannot protect sodomites and baby killers. I'm out. And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. John Pierce was scheduled to appear. I just got an emergency message from John. Please be praying for our January 6th defendants. There is an emergency proceeding that he has to be engaged in, so he's not going to be able to join us today. Please keep those folks in prayer. You know, there's one solution to what ails our nation. There really, truly is. And it's the reason that our founders put a Bill of Rights in. It's the reason that our founders created the country that they created with God's hand all over it. And it was created so that we could experience and enjoy a freedom. They restored the kind of government that God had initiated with Israel from the beginning. I talked about it with Scott Powers a little bit yesterday. King Jesus. We talked about it with Greg Strauss as well. It was about restoring and putting God up as the head and then equality for men. And yes, you have to have structure, but that's why we have a constitutional representative government. And at the end of the day, it's up to us to decide whether or not that's what we're going to have. And we're the ones who make that decision. I hope that you'll make that decision with me at the end of the day to put God first in your life, make him the Lord of your life, and then make a difference, because salvation is the beginning. It's the empowerment to do this.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest."